Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk. And just give me 1 second because I'm actually trying to get my camera here to start, and it's being angry with me right now. And then I will actually be able to start. Or at least I hope I'm going to be able to start. Don't you love technology? There's always something that can just go crazy right at the last minute. All right. 1 more second, and I'm actually going to to really, really, really start. Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ntarama. And as you could hear, I am just like, I don't know, I'm just coming out, coming apart at the seams. Like, and it's really crazy because on one hand, I'm really excited for all this incredible change energy that's coming up. And then at the same time, I'm just like kind of get discombobulated. So anyway, I am here. And as your host and guide, I am going to be this evening and next week as well, presenting my annual New Year's message for the year 2020. The year 2020, in the wisdom that I keep, is an earth year, and it brings powerful opportunities for expansion of both the good and the bad. Yeah. 2020 is astrologically respected and philosophically regarded as a bridge that leads humanity away from the old and unnecessary beliefs and structures and over to the threshold of the necessary and new beliefs and structures. The future is now. January 2020 is the first of three water months in a year that is demanding standing in truth, vulnerability, worthiness, commitment, and adaptability. So to reverently open 2020 and this new decade and era of radical human evolution, I will share this annual New Year's message in two parts. And so tonight I'm going to begin with understanding the 2020 transit. Now, for those of you who may be listening or watching for the first time, let me give you a brief overview of Wisdom Walk. It is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support you in learning how to recognize and release any and all pain that may be blocking your fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, I broadcast live here on Black Hole Radio. And unless I'm on hiatus or something unexpected technical happens, I will definitely be broadcasting. Now, for those of you who are actually listening to this live broadcast, if for some reason you have a problem with your internet or Wi-Fi connection, know that you can continue to listen to the broadcast by using the telephone at this phone number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Now, I'll upload a video of this broadcast on Tuesday to my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And you can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or my website, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, which both of those you should see running on the screen right now. And, of course, if you are watching this as a YouTube, you can ask questions or leave comments in the comments box below the video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of your inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Yeah. Now, I always start off my shows by taking a moment to honor the ancestors. And boy, do we need ancestral help and all the non-physical help we can get to navigate through 2020. So I wanted to start off by just opening up to honor all of the ancestors, especially those who were around 100 years ago. because it's interesting how what's happening in 2020 really is coming out of some huge changes that happened in 1920. Yeah. So I'd like you to think of those persons that you may be either blood related to or not, but persons who walk the earth plane are no longer here. And I'd like you to just open up to calling them up to be with us for the guidance and the wisdom that we need. And I'm going to do a little invocation here, a little prayer, and invite you to join in with me as I do that, as we call up these ancestors. I take a deep breath in and blow it out. And also it helps if you say the names of your ancestors aloud during the invocation. It'd be very, very helpful. So Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the blessing of the ancestors and for this opportunity to reach out to them, to call upon them, because, boy, do we need some help. Creator, you have brought us to a time of great change, to a transition from who we were to who we need to be. And so we need your help, and we need your love, and we need your emissaries, the great ancestors, to come and be with us, those who have walked the earth plane before and have had that earthly experience, who understand the duality of good versus evil. And so we're calling upon them to be our guides to the love, they who can see in all directions at once, they for whom problems here are not problems there where they are existing. And so we call out to you, ancestors, 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 please come and be with us right now. We are moving through some very challenging times as a human species, and we have fear, and we have confusion, and we have disruption, and we have anxiety. And so we need your help so that we can transcend all of the things that would keep us back from the new that all of this change is bringing. So we welcome you, we invite you, and we hold you close to help us navigate through this year, this new decade that begins with January 2020. And again, Creator, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for the opportunity to invoke the ancestors and to receive their guidance, their wisdom, and their love. In the name of all that is holy, I say amen, ashe ho'asah, shinga bismillah, and so it is. Ashe. Wow. I have so much that I want to share with you, and I've just been like, you know, okay, how do I do this? There's so much information. There's so much to teach about and to preach about. And so I'm just really excited for it. And I also want you to know that there's things that I can say I know or I trust. But there's a lot that I don't know. I am totally in a learning process. I have never gone through the kind of shift in human evolution that this is. And I went through 2012, and that was something else. But this is a whole nother category. And so just really know that I'm excited. I've got a nervous excitement about me. And my goal here is to present this information to you in such a way that you can digest it and hopefully, you know, follow up on some things that I say so that you can understand them even more deeply. But, you know, just know that I'm learning too. This is a learning journey for me to take all this information and present it to you in a way that I hope can make some sense and be, most importantly, be supportive to you in the times we're going through. So everything I'm doing tonight really is my New Year's message. But as always, I'm going to start off with some elemental wisdom. I'm going to then give you the astrological stuff that is going on that's so important. And then I'm going to talk to you about how to make that practical for you, how to put it into a way that you can work with this energy. So I want to start off with sharing a quote by my teacher, Maladoma Somme, from his book called The Healing Wisdom of Africa, where he talks about all the different elements of the Dagra medicine wheel. And this is a good place for me to do a little commercial for my book, which is called The Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And in this, I present teachings of the Dagra medicine wheel for in a self-help way where you can go through around all the elements and all of their properties and aspects and take on healing of emotional pain that may be stuck, some that maybe you don't even know about. So this is the Dagra medicine wheel. And so Earth, another show and tell. So Earth is the one right here in the middle. That's what we're on for this year. We're smack dab in the middle. And Maladoma's quote is, Earth symbolizes the mother on whose lap everyone finds a home, nourishment, support, comfort, and empowerment. Representing the principle of inclusion, Earth is the ground upon which we identify ourselves and others. It is what gives us identity and a sense of belonging. Earth is the power to notice, to see, and to thrill in being seen. Yeah, this is so beautiful. So overall, that Earth energy is kind of what has us show up, what has us be here. So just keep that in mind as I'm spinning out all of this stuff that's going on for us and all this change. And we're in an Earth year. Yeah, our identity, sense of belonging, nourishment, support, all of that. Yeah. So the ancient indigenous wisdom from the Dagra tribe of West Africa teaches that persons born in the years ending with a zero or a five, so like 1980, 1985, 2005, these are Earth people. The Earth portal sits in the middle of the Dagra medicine wheel, as I just showed you, and the power color is yellow. The Earth is sacred to indigenous people because they know it is the elemental source for the human body and the place where our physical self will return to when we die. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, yeah. Earth is the great mother who provides food, clothing, and shelter unconditionally. Unconditionally, think about that, yeah. It's humans who put a price tag on basic things that we need, like water, right? And so the essential nature of Earth people is to care for other people materially, emotionally, and spiritually. The life purpose activities of Earth people have lots to do with establishing and maintaining home and community. They enjoy working to ensure the basic needs are provided and unconditionally accessible to all. I have a brother who's an Earth person. In fact, I have two brothers. And I have an East Coast brother and a West Coast brother. And both of them love, love, love being at the stove and preparing lots of food for lots of people. And they do it very, very well. And both of them would give somebody the shirts off their back easily. Yeah, yeah. So that's just one example of this sense of generosity and caretaking that Earth people are truly about. Homemaking, hospitality, you know. They are the embodiment of the Great Mother. They enjoy, again, like I said, cooking large meals for families and friends, and are never hesitant about welcoming strangers to their table. Now, Earth people love to give abundantly. They don't tolerate scarcity and will easily go without to ensure that others do not. In the indigenous world of the Dagra, the Earth Shrine is a many-breasted female figure showing that there's mother's milk and nourishment for all. Yeah, so this abundance mentality, yeah. Earth people understand that they are great comforters, they are lovers of the earth and all living things, and even considered ambassadors of humanity. Yeah, because through Earth People, we get reminded of a big truth of who we are, ambassadors of humanity. They know how to make people feel like they deserve to be alive and that they are welcome to receive a bounty of food, clothing, and shelter, which the Earth provides, again, unconditionally. Now, if you or someone you know was born in an Earth year, again, ending with a 0 or a 5, then this year will be one of intense personal growth and spiritual development as the cosmos works its magic to bring you or them more into alignment with your or their essential nature and highest purpose. Yeah. And that's for all the elements. Whenever it's your Earth, whenever it's your year, your elemental year, this is when you're going to really benefit from the most change and transformation. So Earth time for some big changes. Now, in terms of our species, in terms of humanity, in terms of the globe and what's going on right now, in this Earth year of 2020, here's what I see as the biggest challenge for us. One, it's about addressing homelessness from the inside out. I'll repeat that. Addressing homelessness from the inside out. You see, spiritually speaking, the overwhelming number of people literally living on the street in so many cities and so many communities is a messaging about how disconnected we are from our true selves in this modern world. We don't feel at home with our divinity because we are so distracted by having material objects and doing whatever it takes to have them. Yeah. So as a result, we trust in our employers, our credit cards, our banks, our money, more than we trust in our greater order and direction, our God. Like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, we run around that witch's castle instead of clicking our heels and going home. Yeah. So from an indigenous spiritual perspective, the homeless crisis, and that includes people who also are in immigration, you know, having to leave their homes because of what's going on, you know. Like I just learned about Venezuela and the huge immigration of people out of Venezuela. That all is an indication of that we have, as a species, lost our connection to our real home. And so what that means, of course, is we need to find it. We need to get back to home. We need to be Dorothy at the end when she's saying, "There's no place like home." And she really is talking about finding that inner self. So here's the biggest opportunity to get towards that. It's called How Can I Help? Yeah, how can I help? It's about invoking the generative, nourishing, and abundant universal love energy of the earth element to be of service to others without expecting anything in return. When you do that, you will automatically be serving yourself. Now, I know that sounds really a little strange and off, like, okay, so I'm not connected to myself inside. I don't feel at home in myself. I'm not connected to my God enough. So I got to go help somebody and not expect anything in return. What does that mean, Jojo? You know. And what that means is that when you do this, which is like a faith gesture, you know, a lot of times we think in modern culture, okay, so if I'm not connected to my God, let me go read something. Let me go watch a video. You know, it's like we want to do something intellectual. But to truly connect to a greater order and direction, connect to the truth of who you are, you need to practice a behavior. And a behavior where you have to be vulnerable. Yeah. Because it's interesting, you know, a lot of times people do helping and there's a control piece in that, you know, the control drama comes up. And I can help that person, so that means that I'm better than them or I'm good and I'm this and that, you know, like all of that going on. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm really talking about opening up to how can I help, expecting nothing, nada, nothing in return, not even a thank you, like nothing. Because what this is going to do, it's going to reinforce you having to really be connected to your divine self. Remember, like I was talking about what the earth does unconditionally, it just gives. Well, that's where we need to be. That's what we've got to get to. We need to be that connected that we can just give and not expect anything in return. Because in that act of giving, in that act of doing something without expecting anything in return, right away you're connecting to your God. Right away, automatically, something is going to shift inside of you. Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's not about feeling sorry for somebody, and you don't even need to make up who it is that you need to help. You just need to wake up that morning and say, every morning and say, okay, God, I'm ready. How do I help? You know, bring it to me without expecting anything in return. And I guarantee you, taking that on seriously, taking on that practice, is going to help to shift our consciousness about who we are and why we're really here. Yeah. So I'm going to check back in on this over the coming months, because I think this is such a really, really important faith gesture for all of us, myself included, to take. Because, you know, the homeless problem's not going to get solved just by creating more places for people to live. Does that have to happen? Oh, definitely. You know, and it has to be affordable places. Something's got to get figured out. But none of that will really do what needs to be done in terms of how disconnected we are from ourselves, from our true selves, and from our greater order and direction. Yeah. Now, let's talk about this week. So January the 1st, elementally, was on a Wednesday. So for my elemental week, I start from a Wednesday through a Tuesday. So this Wednesday is going to be the 8th of January, and that number tells me that we are going to have, elementally, a nature week. And wow, is this so in alignment with what's going on astrologically, astronomically, because this is all about welcoming change. Yeah. The opportunity this week is about welcoming change, being courageous, open the door fully to new transformative challenges and learnings, which the universe is going to be providing in answer to and in support of your prayers, intentions, goals, and annual commitments. Yeah, which I will definitely be talking about. Receive the power of love and the supportive and playful energy of the nature element to experience the more of who you are. So you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it is so aligned, because astrologically, astronomically, this week we're going to have some really big energy for change coming in. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Now, with every opportunity, elementally comes a distraction. So here are three distractions to be on alert for so that you can stay welcoming the change that is coming for you, like I said, in answer to your prayers, your goals, your intentions, even though it may not seem that way at first, but that's really what it's about. So any addictive behaviors in whatever form they take, drugs, alcohol, indiscriminate sexual activity, overworking, overshopping, overuse of Facebook and other social media, tools and apparatus, that can really distract you from welcoming the change. So really check yourself. Really check yourself. And if you do see that you have an addictive behavior, that means that you've got some pain that's out of control, pain that wants to be dealt with that you haven't dealt with, make a commitment to get the help. Don't stay in an addictive situation. Don't do that to yourself. Yeah. Don't let the pain take you over. The second distraction is about judgment of yourself and others. And we all know about that and how easy it is to fall into that in a culture that is always telling us, thanks to commercials, that we're not tall enough, we're not thin enough, we're not fat enough, we're not black enough, we're not green enough, we're not cute enough, we're not old enough, we're not something, right? We ain't smelling good enough, our teeth aren't white enough, you know, like there's always something wrong. And so we have been conditioned to spend a lot of our energy judging things and especially judging ourselves. Be on alert for that this week and don't do it. When you find yourself going there, just stop. Just stop yourself and go into gratitude. Just be grateful for who and what you are, how you look right now. Because I don't care what color your teeth are, if you can stand up and walk, you're blessed. I don't care how much hair you have on your head or what kind of hair it is. If you can stand up and walk and your lungs are working, you can breathe, you're blessed. So in other words, we need to really be focusing on what's essential. What's essential for us, and all the superficial stuff, we need to really push it to the wayside. You know, I'm more concerned about what's going on in somebody's heart and mind than I am what kind of clothes they're wearing. Yeah. Yeah. So we got a lot of growing up to do. Now, here's the third distraction. Taking yourself and other people or things too seriously. Yeah. You know, some of that comes about wanting to be right about something all the time, right? Or wanting it our way, you know. We need to loosen up is basically what that's saying so that you can welcome change. You know, because if you're hunkering down and you're holding on to you got to be right, you got to know, you know, you're not going to go with the change. It's going to be painful. And you want to be able to welcome the change. So you've got to ease up, open up, you know, be messy. It's okay. Yeah. And don't take yourself too seriously. You know, just like me when I started this video, you know, I had the radio broadcast. I'm doing simulcast at the same time. And so the music stopped and it was time to say, welcome to Black Hole Radio and Wisdom Walk. But I hadn't turned the camera on. And so for a minute, I panicked because I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then I just have to be real. It's like, okay, I'm gonna start in a minute as soon as I can remember how to turn on my camera. I was pushing the wrong button. That's how excited and nervous I am for this broadcast. So, but anyway, we have to lighten up. We have to lighten up. And I am definitely talking to myself, too, with that. Now, next Wednesday, the 15th, we'll begin an Earth Week. It'll be our first Earth Week in an Earth year. And that's time to address your worthiness. And I'll tell you all about that, of course, in the next broadcast and video. Now, and I need to take a sip of water. And breathe. I am just so, I have no words almost for what I'm feeling to be able to share this information with you about this great shift that is happening astronomically. I've been doing a lot of research, just listening to videos and reading to astrologers and to psychics and mediums, just so much research I've been doing to try and really siphon down to what is going on and what does it mean. And so I just want to give credit to Barbara Goldsmith, Astro Butterfly, the Astro Twins and Ms. Nadia Shaw for the information that I called from them in regard to what I'm going to be sharing with you. And I am going to, on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, post some videos from these women so that you can get access to them if you want to go a little deeper dive or just to hear some more information, because there is a lot of information out there. But I've been following these ones for a while. The Astro Twins are new, but I really, really liked the information that they brought up. They did some really, really good stuff. So anyway, so I just wanted to make sure I did my shout outs before I share this information. So here we go. On Friday, January 10th, we are going to have a lunar eclipse in the sign of Cancer. Now, I thought I'd give you first the astrological meaning of an eclipse, how it's interpreted, and then I'll tell you specifically about this eclipse. And yeah, it's a big one. And yes, it's coming after we've had an annular solar eclipse that was in the southern hemisphere where people could see that. And with the lunar eclipse, it's a full moon lunar eclipse. You should definitely be able to see that from wherever you're at. So here's the astrological meaning of eclipse. Solar and lunar eclipses are cosmic change agents, and they bring dramatic turning points. So this Friday marks a turning point. They provide the cosmic kick in the pants to push us off the fence and into action. On the upside, if you've been waiting for or waiting around for a clear sign or answer, an eclipse will speed up the process. So in other words, if you have been waiting for a shoe to drop, if you've been waiting to, get a response back from something, and maybe you put in a proposal or you submitted for a job, I need water again. See, I got so much that wants to come out, it's like, anyway, if you've been waiting around for something, after the 10th, it should be showing up. It should be showing up for you. I'm going to get some more water. Oh, my God, look at all this stuff coming out of my throat. Okay. I think I'm good now. Okay, I think I'm back. So just be aware of that. That's what eclipses do for us. They can speed up a process as well as help to give us a little push, What I have here goes on to say that according to astrology, lunar eclipses give us a glimpse into what Carl Jung referred to as the shadow self. It says we all want to think of ourselves as good, kind people, but hey, we're also human. What we discover about ourselves and others during lunar eclipses can be tough to admit, even shocking. Still, this gives us the opportunity to embrace our wholeness, see where we have no room to grow in new directions. So again, it is eclipsing where it is that we're stuck, trying to get us to move in a forward direction, in an up direction. And, yeah, none of us likes to see, where it is that we may be in fear, where we may be not loving ourselves. But we need to see that so that we can shift it. I always say that to my clients. If you can't see where it is that you're stuck or how you're stuck, then you can't work on it. You can't shift it. So when these painful things show up in your life, say a thank you, because it really is how things get uncovered so that you can shift and move forward. Sometimes in a very, it's painful, but it always will move us, always will move us forward. So having said all that about what an eclipse is for, here we go with a full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Cancer. And this zodiacal sign signifies home, interesting, family, community, and emotions. Cancer is a water sign. It's ruled by the moon. And this is an interesting thing that I got from Nadia Shaw. She says it will be trine, and trine means speaking in supreme harmony with the planet of Neptune, which is another water and emotion symbol. So think about that. Think about that. You got Cancer, which is about home. It's an emotions. It's connected to Neptune at this time with the moon, and the moon is the ruler of Cancer. We're in an Earth year. Yeah. So some foundational things about our home internally, and again, for like people in Australia, in Brazil, in Central Africa, where things are burning up, literally it's about shifts in their home. And so it's just for us to be really aware that we are being asked to really, really get over, move through whatever it is that is blocking us from being at home with ourselves and being connected to the truth of who we are, to what our real source is. The astrologers continue to say, expect a very eventful full moon that will show us the consequences of our collective actions. Fortunately, this is a north node eclipse, and a north node in astrology is connected to life purpose. So while the lunar eclipse can come with an unexpected event that can be quite destabilizing, these events will eventually bring us closer to the path home to our true self and our true purpose. So again, even though it's so a little disruptive, there is purpose behind it. There is purpose behind it. Now, something else to know about connected to this eclipse is that there are right now an unprecedented number of planets in the sign of Capricorn. And there are about five planets. And they're in the, what's called the South Node. And basically this means examine areas in your life where you are keeping yourself small and limited. Where in your life are you limiting yourself out of habit? Yeah. It says, with the focus on Cancer, it's time to bring as much kindness and caring as you can into your life and find your way home. Yeah. Back to home. So important. Yeah. So, again, Friday, and some of you probably are already feeling the energies of this eclipse. You may be feeling, kind of off-center a little around issues related to home, family, community. Yeah, just know that this is that energy that's happening. But again, the most important thing to remember, it's designed to grow us, to heal us, to get us, you know, to be Dorothy at the end of The Wizard of Oz saying there's no place like home, right? To know what home really is. Now, on Saturday, another astronomical event that happens that is interesting is Uranus goes direct. So the planets in astrology are considered at times to pause or to go backwards. And so when they go direct, what that means is then the full energetic effect of that planet is going to be happening. So what it says about Uranus is our desire to break free from what is false and inauthentic is going to be stronger than ever. Yeah. Uranus is going to bring us a divine go-ahead to do what we must do because it's a planet of freedom, objective truth, and divine insight. Yeah. Really interesting. So that comes after the eclipse day, right? And now the grand finale, the big one that astrologers have been waiting for years, light workers like me waiting for years. I was talking about 2020 back in 2012, and probably even earlier than that. I think probably in 201 I've been reading things about it. This is a major, significant celestial event. And, you know, I'm looking at my time, and it's interesting because it's going to happen next Sunday. I will be broadcasting. But I got to give you this information now just to prepare you. And then, of course, I'll be talking about it more. But if this is all I get to for tonight, it'll be okay. I'll be happy because it's so important. So January 12, 2020, we get what's called the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. At an individual level, this energy is asking us to take responsibility for our dark side, for our shadow side, for those places where we are held in fear, in anger, in hate, in not being forgiving, in resentment, in all of that, in envy, in wanting to be in control of everybody and everything, you know, all of that victim stuff. So it's telling us to use power with responsibility. So in other words, instead of working out of all of our dark stuff, that we need to find a way to recognize it, shift it, and to realize that we're powerful and we need to use it responsibly. It says here to eliminate what's rotten or egotistical about our goals. And I'll repeat that. To eliminate what's rotten or egotistical about our goals. So see, this relates back to what I said earlier about how can I help? I need to be in a state of how can I help without looking for anything in return. No. I need to come out of my egoic self. I need to get back to what it really means to be a human being. Now, why this is considered to be one of the worst planetary conjunctions ever in as astrology goes, and that is Saturn and Pluto getting together. And it's, you know, some of it's about what Saturn represents, what Pluto represents, and that when the two of them come together, it gets a little crazy. And I'll go more into detail. I'll give you a little more detail next week about what Saturn represents, what Pluto represents. But here's what I do want to talk about is the significant historical event that has everyone saying, oh my goodness, we better, excuse me, get ready, something's coming. This is why they believe some big, big change is coming. And to me, this is one of the most significant historical events. There's some more, and I'll share a little more next week. But the last time Saturn and Pluto's paths crossed in Capricorn, because that's the other thing, the part of the sky this is happening in is Capricorn. So the last time was in January of 1518. Just 3 months prior, in October of 1517, the German monk Martin Luther released his doctrine called 95 Theses, which exposed financial corruption that had been rampant in the Catholic Church. Subsequently, this sparked a massive Protestant reformation of Christianity. So that was huge. That was like such a huge thing. And so this begins the branching off from the Catholic Church. And that's why we have, you know, Lutheran religion, Methodist, Baptist, you know, on and on and on. But before that, everything was really under Catholic rule. And so, wow. And think about that. Just think about what shifted for people as that happened. Like, it was no longer just one overarching church, but now people could express their religious beliefs in another way. They believe in Christ, but they wouldn't do it this way, you know. And that was, before that, it was unheard of. This is an example of the kind of transformation that can emerge when Plutonian secrets are revealed and a new Saturnarian system is presented. So the other piece, of course, with Saturn and Pluto is that it is about shaking up the structures that we have in place that are no longer serving. And, you know, we can look around the world and just see all the different places like Hong Kong, where there have been protesting against the Chinese communist government, you know. And so we're already seeing that people are already like, I need to do something different here. I want to do something different here. So it's a time of great change. And again, like I said, on a political scene, we can see some of that welling up, but we don't know how else it may happen. Now, here's something important. The dates I'm giving you are about when the planets are shifting or changing or the aspects of them coming together. It doesn't mean that an event is going to happen on that day, although it could, because we don't know. But I think more realistically, this is just saying that the energies for great change to happen are now in existence. And so it may be another 3 months or so before we might see the shift or the event or events that happen. Although I think we've already got stuff going on, like the fires in Australia, which everybody send up prayers and continue to pray for the fires in Brazil and in Central Africa. There's things burning in Southeast Asia. And, you know, I mean, you can look at the map through NASA and you can see what's going on around the world. And I will post a picture of that when I do my video so that you can see. Wow, this is like really, really, really big stuff. Really, really big stuff. And for the time that we're living in, you know, it's like some big, big change. It's coming. It is coming. I'm just thinking if I want to give you a little more or if I should wait until next week. Maybe I'll give you a little more. Give you a little more to think about. Because I have still done a lot. I have still done a lot. Again, we're in this Earth year, and you know, my interpretation is it's about we've got to come home to ourselves, and we've got to realize that, you know, homelessness in a physical sense is really being generated by homelessness in a spiritual sense. And so if we can get back to the truth of who we really are as human beings, that we're able to show up and say, how can I help without needing anything in return? Because the return is that you get to experience yourself as a human being. Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. And again, if we really believe that the universe was always working in our favor, we will be rewarded. The reward will come, but we don't have to ride shotgun over it. We don't have to make every action we do pay off in a financial or even in a egotistical way. You know, we can really say, let me learn how I am going to benefit from showing up and being human, being at home with myself. Information I just gave you about what's going on in astronomy with the eclipse and stuff and all of that, feeling those energies, knowing that those energies are happening, you know, really, really, really important stuff. So I'm going to leave you with this. Next week, what I will be talking about is three shifts that I think are required in human behavior in response to the 2020 transit. And by 2020 transit, what I mean is it's us moving from one place to another. Like when Martin Luther put those 95 theses on the door of the Catholic Church, he was moving humanity from one place to another. A transit was going on, and that's what's happening for us. You know, I look up the word transit and what is the dictionary saying? And I got, astrologically, it's the passage of a planet between a star and the earth. Isn't that cool? The passage of a planet between the star and the earth. The celestial meaning of transit. But then there's also when your order is in transit, when you ordered something, it means that the processing has been finished on your order. And it's begun, the dispatch process has begun with a courier or a shipping company. Yeah, like it's in transit. So in other words, what you've asked for from the universe, they're like, it's packaged up and it's now going for delivery. Yeah, it's in transit. Like something is coming, something big. And then transit is the carrying of people, goods, and materials from one place to another, the act of passing through and across the place. And so I immediately thought about the New York City Transit, which is also called the New York City Subway. It's also the buses, too, however it is that you get around. And, yeah, it's like get ready, hang on tight. The ride may be a bit bumpy, a bit noisy, even at times a little scary, but you will arrive at your destination. I did survive New York City subway, and yeah, it's something else. And so I feel like that energy, the transit energy of 2020 is kind of like that. The good news is that the universe will give us lots of poles and straps to hang on to for this transit, for this ride. So, I'll talk next week a little more detail about these three shifts, but I'll name them for you just so you can think about it. We need to go from consumers to stewards of the earth. We need to go from being mindless workers to mindful contributors to the world and each other. And we need to go from being compliant with what no longer works to being creative for what it is that we need in order to be able to be here, to make this planet, to make this world, to make our communities livable, generative, functioning, loving, and very, very much in spirit, very, very much in spirit. Wow. Okay. I was going to give you a personal challenge, but I'm going to hold back on that too because I think I just gave you so much right now. So I want to do my closeout by first shouting out to my engineer for tonight, Ms. Yvette Parker. Happy New Year to you and everyone at Black Hole Radio. I am so grateful to be back for another year worth of broadcasting. And thank you again so much for all your support to enable me to do that. I want to shout out to my regular listeners, to Miss Sarah, who at